banjo friends, bringing you transcribed Plantation Jubilee.
Oh, won't you come on and have a good time? Come on and have a good time. Your worries won't be long if you join us in a song on Plantation Jubilee.
Hear the voices singing. Hear the banjos ringing. Down on the old plantation, join the happy throng, sing a happy song. Down on the old plantation,
so come on and have a good time. Come on.
Well, how do you do, and good evening. This is Charlie Lyon on the old plantation, inviting you to sit back and relax while you listen to Alan Massey and the Westerners, the Lee Sisters, George Beatty, Tom, Dick, and Harry, the Plantation Choir, and the singing star of our show, Kurt Massey.
Somebody stole my gal, somebody stole my pal, somebody came and took her away. She didn't even say that she was leaving the kisses I love so. He's getting now, I know, and gee, I know that she would come to me if she could see her broken-hearted lonesome heart. Somebody stole my gal, the kisses I love so. He's getting now, I know, and gee, I know that she would come to me if she could see her broken-hearted lonesome heart. Somebody stole my gal.
Fine. Everybody seems to be full of pep on the old plantation tonight, so if you'll take over, I'll go over and talk to Alan. You know, he and I are friends now.
Well, I'm glad you boys finally got over that feud you were having over Brother Alan's banjo.
Mm-hmm. Well, he finally convinced me that a banjo was a musical instrument.
How did he do that?
Well, I'd rather not tell you, Kurt. I'll see you later.
Okay, Charlie, okay. Now that peace reigns once more on the plantation, we'll get on with the jubilee. And speaking of rain, what's this?
Flom.
Flynn Harry.
Well, Tom, Dick, and Harry, why that Chinese tone?
Well, Kurt, we're going to do a musical tour of China tonight, and we were just getting in the mood.
Well, bust my chopsticks and let me starve. Go to it.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are low. Hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes are brown.
Hearts seem light and life seems bright
in dreamy Chinatown.
Here in the crowded city of Hong Kong, we're about to set forth on a journey into the interior. Our rickshaws are waiting. My, one of them's a gin rickshaw. Now, we notice an old Chinese ivory carver. Let's talk to him a moment. I say, my good man, where do you get your ivory tusks?
At Alabama.
Why all the way from Alabama?
At Tuscaloosa.
Thank you, my friend. Now, here's a native trying to sell me a bamboo gun. Look, my dear coolie, how could I fire a bamboo gun?
No hat to, and I must, bamboo shoot.
Not being able to stand any more of this Chinese corn, we decide to leave. The mayor of Hong Kong steps forward and hands us a beautiful key. Oh, honorable mayor, we thank you for this key to the city. Mr. Interpreter, what does that mean in English?
That door key to city, the key to washroom.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the nights are low. Hearts have no other land,
drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, harmonize the sound.
More port manners in flagellator
in dreamy Chinatown.
Thank you, Tom, Dick, and Harry. Well, Charlie, are you ready to introduce Alan's banjo number?
Yes, I am, Kurt. I sure am. Yes, I am.
Hey, by the way, yes. You didn't tell me how Alan convinced you that the banjo is a musical instrument.
Well, I'd rather not tell you, Kurt.
By golly, I'll tell you how.
Now, Alan, I'd rather you didn't.
Well, Alan, wait a minute, Charlie. I want to hear this. How did you prove its tone quality, Alan?
I just banged him over the head with it.
You better bang it on and play it right now.
Show him the tonal quality of a sledgehammer. Hey, Kurt, you know it's about ballad time around here. What's it going to be tonight?
Well, Charlie, here's one that's been getting a lot of play in the jukeboxes lately. It's called Forever and Ever. Forever and ever, my heart will be true. Sweetheart, forever I'll wait for you. We both made a promise that we'd never part. Let's seal it with a kiss. Forever, my sweetheart. Let bygones be bygones forever. We'll fall in love once again. So let's tell the world of our new love divine. Forever and ever you'll be mine. We both made a promise that we'd never part. Let's seal it with a kiss. Forever. What's bothering our pretty little Lee sisters?
Well, you've just got to do something about Tom, Dick, and Harry, or we're going to quit.
Well, now, wait a minute. What have they done now?
They insulted us something awful.
Well, what did they do?
Well, they were watching us rehearse, and they said we all had wrinkles in our stockings.
Well, now, Lily Jean, what's so insulting about that?
We weren't wearing any.
Oh.
paper. A big shot murdered on the south side of town. The Black Hawk is featuring the band of renown. People call it breezy, but it's easy to see. There's only one place for me. Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town, toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. Bow, bow, bow. Bet your bottom dollar you lose your blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday could not shut down. Bow, 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 bow.
On State Street, that great street, I just wanna say, they do things
they don't do on Broadway, say. You'll have the time of your life. I saw a man even dance with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, my hometown. College Inn and the Shea Patty, Lakeshore Drive is the place to be. Gotta see the stockyards, people say. We just got wind of it today. On State Street, that great street.
I just wanna say, they do things
they don't do on Broadway, say. You have the time of your life. Especially if you don't go with your wife to Chicago, Chicago, my hometown.
It's the greatest little town to make some noise. A great romantic spot for gals and boys. That's the place I long to be. It's Chicago, the place for me.
Philosopher, your friend and mine, half singer, half wit, George Beatty. Well, Georgie, you're wearing a very mysterious look. What happened?
Well, listen to this, Kurt.
Ah, sweet mystery of life, at last I found you. Ah, at last I found the secret of it all. Ah, yes, my friends. I have finally found a system to beat the races. And now I have the horses right where they want me. Every morning I go out into my backyard and pick oranges. Then in the afternoon I go out to the racetrack and pick lemons. I always get such a thrill out of it, but because I love to follow the horses. The only trouble is that the horses I follow love to follow the other horses. I shall never forget the first time I went to the races. I stopped a fellow on the street and I said, how do I get out to Santa Anita? He said, well, that's easy. Just go to the corner of Hollywood and Vine and follow the first guy you see with a hole in the seat of his pants. That was 8 years ago. Now I have people following me. Now, yesterday in the first race, I bet $5 on a horse. If I'd waited till after the race, I could have bought him for that. Name of the horse was Striptease. I played him to show. Of course, no two horses run alike. They all have their little peculiarities. But this was the first horse I ever saw start from a kneeling position. I can't imagine why that horse ever got mixed up with a jockey. He could have made more money with a milk wagon. As he was walking out of the starting gate, he turned to one of the other horses and he said, have you ever run on this track before? The other horse said, sure, lots of times. My horse said, okay, I'll follow you. It said in the racing form that he was a great mudder. And it was the truth. He loved the mud. He loved it so much that he let all the other horses kick it in his face. When he left the starting gate, he was running on three legs. He used his fourth leg to trip the other horses. Just as he was coming down the home stretch, a bee stung him. He looked around the jockey and said, it won't help. But you know, we should give credit where credit is due. He didn't win the race, but it took 11 other horses to beat him. When the race was over, instead of throwing a blanket over him, they used an oxygen tent. No kidding. My horse is so ashamed that he walked back to the stable with 1 foot over his eye. Of course, the jockey might have had something to do with it. I wouldn't go so far as to say that the jockey pulled him, but when the race was over, the bit was clear back under the horse's tail. No, horseshoes are supposed to be lucky, but my horse didn't wear them. He wore carpet slippers. So when he walked into the stable, he wouldn't wake the other horses up. But last Friday was Ladies' Day. One race, they had girl jockeys. One of the girl's shoulder straps slipped, and the horse came in wearing a pink camisole. When the race started, someone yelled, they're off! And three of the jockeys fainted. Just before the third race, a fella came up to me and he says, I got a hot tip on this next race, bud. Well, of course, if you're smart, you'll never take tips from anybody. So I turned to the fella and I said, what is it? He said, it's a horse called Gay Stumblebum. I said, what did he do his last time out? The fella said he ran a very consistent race, 10th all the way. I said, what held him back? He says, well, by the time he hit home, a stretch, it was dark, and the jockey had to run along in front of him with a flashlight. I said, do you expect me to bet on a horse like that? He says, well, it wasn't his fault. I happen to know that they put Ovaltine in his pancake batter. But today it's different. They're giving him a shot of TNT. Well, I happen to be about a mile and an eighth from the $2 window, and I made it in 1/12 2/5. Despite the fact that I was boxed in passing the hot dog stand. Then I went out to watch the race. Gay Stumblebun went right out to the front. At the half mile, he was 20 lengths in front. At the three quarters, 30 lengths in front. Just as he was coming down the home stretch, a terrible thing happened. He exploded and lost by a nose. That's all I could find of him.
Ah, sweet mystery of life, at last I found you. And there's 100 million others like me.
We'll be looking for you, that's for sure. Now, Charlie, I think it's time to hear from Alan Masson, the Westerner.
Yes, sir, so do I, Kurt. And I heard the boys rehearsing a pretty old tune called Sleepy Rio Grande. And so here they are, our adopted sons of the plantation, the Westerners.
Bright Spanish eyes, dream.
fine. That was a beautiful job, Westerners. Very well done. And now, friends, it's time for our violin virtuoso, Kurt Massey, to take bow in hand and burst forth with Sweet Sal.
Now, wait a minute.
I thought you were going to render it there.
That's why I said that is real.
Isn't that terrible? It really is Sweet Sue. Pardon. That was the best rendition of Sweet Saw I ever saw.
Hey, Dr. Spooner.
Yes, Tom, Dick, and Harry, what news?
Well, we have another brand new song by George Beatty and Brett Wood called Fargo Fanny. You want us to do it?
Well, if you give me a 3-minute head start.
Fargo Fanny.
Fargo Fanny.
She was so uncanny.
She was so uncanny.
Always on the spot, but never to play. Fargo Fanny was a bold, bad gal, but she done things within the law. She openly admitted all the crimes that she committed, but she done things within the law.
Her man once had a headache that was driving him insane. Next day the sheriff found him with a bullet in his brain. But she convinced the judge she only meant to kill the pain.
For she done things within the law. Fargo Fanny.
Fargo Fanny.
She was so uncanny.
She was so uncanny.
Always on the spot, but never to play. Fargo Fanny was a bold, bad gal, but she done things within the law. It almost meant destruction when they tried her for abduction, but she done things within the law.
A wealthy rancher disappeared, and when the... But Fanny made it legal when she charged him room and board. Found him in the basement where she had him stored.
Oh, she done things within the law. Fargo Fanny.
Fargo Fanny.
She was so uncanny.
She was so uncanny.
Always on the spot, but never to blame. Fargo Fanny was a bold, bad gal, but she done things within the law. Now Prosecutor Carson once indicted her for arson, but she done things within the law.
The night her home went up in flames, she felt no sacrifice. Insurance she had collected was a lot more than the price. She'd soak the rugs in kerosene to drive away the mice.
Oh, she done things within the law. Fargo Fanny.
Fargo Fanny.
She was so uncanny.
She was so uncanny.
Always on the spot, but never too late. But never to blame.
Tonight, Kurt Massey and the Plantation Choir sing a song written by Nick Kenny and J. Russell Robinson that carries a message dear to the hearts of many of us. The choir and Kurt sing the inspiring Go to Church.
Has God smiled on you, my friend?
Go to church.
Have you reached the rainbow's end?
Go to church.
Talents rare you may possess, all the things that mean success, to ensure your happiness, here's the way.
Go to church.
Is your back against the wall?
Go to church.
Have you seen your castles fall?
Go to church.
Do you bear a secret sorrow? Are you fearful of tomorrow? God has strength that you may borrow each new day.
Go to church.
He is always waiting there. You'll find, be the weather bad or fair, ease your mind. Synagogue or chapel small, great cathedral or a hall, he'll be glad to have you call. Go to church. He is always waiting there. You'll find,
go to church,
be the weather bad or fair.
Closing, I wish to wish you a happy good night from the whole gang. Alan Massey and the Westerners, the Lee Sisters, George Beatty, Tom, Dick, and Harry, and the Plantation Choir. This is Kurt Massey saying good night.
For you for another transcribed get-together on Plantation Jubilee, originated and written by Gordon Vandover, produced and directed by Frank Crystal. This is Charlie Lyon. Good night. Plantation Jubilee came to you from Hollywood. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.